Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we are going to continue our series of interviews or conversations with the leadership at some of our agricultural marketing agencies. Before we get there, I'd like to thank our sponsors for the Zimcast that include Novus International, leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aqua markets, as well as Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. So this week, we're going to learn about AdFarm. Cindy interviewed president of AdFarm, Roger Ryerson, and I'm going to let her go ahead and share her conversation.
All right, we're continuing our series now with agri-marketing agencies, and one of those is AdFarm in Kansas City. And with me on the phone is Roger Ryerson, who is president of AdFarm. Roger, what I'd like you to do first is give us some of the background of AdFarm. You're one of the more newer agencies in the agriculture business. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, AdFarm's been actually now in operations for over 10 years, closer to 15. It started as a kind of joint projects working between an agency in Calgary called Parker Group and Flint Communications in Fargo, working on ag products. Projects together that were North American in nature. Since that time, we've rebranded, changed names, started an organization called AdFarm. Our first joint venture, or first next office after that, was in the Kansas City area, and was our third office. And since that time, we've opened an office in St. Louis. We have an office in Guelph, which is just outside of Toronto, Ontario. And just this year, we opened an office in Sacramento, California. So growth has been very good for AdFarm. Our entree, if you would, was to be a ag-only marketing communications firm. We don't do anything but agriculture, and really work as consider ourselves more of an agricultural company base that does marketing communications for agriculture. And we continue to look for opportunities to be a catalyst for agriculture in any way that we can to promote, grow, and bring value to agriculture across North America. And today that is stretched into some of the international markets where we're actually doing work. So we're very excited about the history of AdFarm, the growth of AdFarm, and the future.
So tell me again now, how many offices do you have and where are they?
Offices are in St. Louis and Kansas City and Sacramento, California, and Fargo, North Dakota is our U.S. base, and then Calgary, Alberta, and Guelph, Ontario, which is just outside of Toronto.
Wow. Well, tell us now, what's new at AdFarm?
You know, a lot of things new that are happening are in areas of our catalyst for agriculture. We're doing some work in California, thus the Sacramento office, working with commodity groups across California, either in a coalition called the CACC Group, which is really an advocacy for the advancement of agriculture in California. We're doing some things to bring farmers into completely, completely 90% social media campaign that we've launched there to bring the story of agriculture to the folks of California, to tell the agriculture story from the point of view of the farmer and the growers and the ranchers in California. We launched that late this fall and had very, very good success with that through the social media platform, with a number of growers, farmers, and ranchers being a part of that whole campaign and contributing to that. We've taken that to many other areas of North America and utilizing it within current clients and new clients that we have. So that's been very exciting for us, and we've actually formed part of our organization around being that catalyst for agriculture to continue to be looking at how we might play a role and help tell the ag story, either through with our clients and on behalf of our clients or on behalf of the ag industry that is there.
Well, you mentioned this, social media obviously plays a big role in this. How has social media changed the way that your agency has operated in the last couple of years?
Well, we've been on the forefront of social media for quite some time. We've actually had social media champions, if you want to put that label on them, within the organization for over 2 years. We have almost a majority of our clients that social media is a part of the messaging system that is in place. We understand the platform that comes with social media and the open dialogue that needs to take place. And if you use social media as a learning point as to how open dialogue and conversations, two-way conversations, are very important to our clients, to the ad industry, and not only learn how to use them in social media, learn how to use them in the balance of your campaign planning, it really becomes an integral part of strategy and messaging and telling our story in a much broader standpoint than probably we agriculture has seen, as short as 5-6 years ago.
What are some of your plans for the future for AdFarm?
Well, we have a number of things that are on the plate right now that are happening. We've actually just got back from Ghana in Africa, and we have working with Economic Development Group over in Accra, and we've actually put a couple employees in place in Ghana. We're using that as kind of a point as to how we might enter the international market as a catalyst for agriculture. We're linking North American companies, North American farmers, to the farming communities of Ghana, and how we might be able to help them become a bigger player and utilize the Ghana resources to help economic development in Ghana grow. It's a very, very fun project, one of my pet projects that I've been working on. And I see this as a start of AdFarm playing a bigger role in this catalyst for agriculture on a worldwide area. The farmers in Ghana are absolutely wonderful people. And one of our AdFarmers just got back from there doing a radio show from Ghana. And the comment that he made coming back was, farming, the passion for farming, the love of farming doesn't change no matter where you go. The language may change, the practices may change, but the passion that people have in working land and being farmers doesn't change from one place to the other. And it's a very exciting project that we have going on right now.
Wow, that is really exciting. And really with the social media and the outreach that you can do, all of the stuff on the internet is available internationally. So that must help a little bit when you're working on the international venue.
Yeah, absolutely. Borders go away in a real quick hurry when you're dealing with the global world of social media, interactive blogging, the whole concept of borders go away because it is a global communications device.
Well, that's cool. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you market yourself. Obviously, you've grown tremendously just in the last few years, and you're talking about going internationally. How does AdFarm market itself to agribusiness clients?
Well, being a ag-focused agency, where all we talk about day in and day out is agriculture. We send our people, if ag farmers are in the field, always talking to growers, talking to farmers, talking to the industry. You know, we like to say if you're driving down the interstate and you're recognizing a cornfield or a soybean field or a rice field or a sorghum field or whatever it might be, you might see a little red truck driving down the farm field that's out there. Well, we're the guys in the little red truck. We're the guys that are out there in the middle of the field talking to farmers, talking to those involved in agriculture, getting as much deep insights as we can from every area of agriculture so that we can bring those insights to our clients. It's one of the reasons that we've chosen the multiple office approach. To really understand California agriculture, we felt that we needed to be right there with the farmers, with the growers, with the industry, understanding, experiencing, and listening to agriculture in California. That gives us we believe, an advantage when we're dealing with agricultural companies that are dealing with the issues that might be in California, that might be in the corn districts, that might be in Canada, that might be in Ghana, Africa. We're right there listening, participating in the conversation and gaining those deep insights so that we can give better advice to the companies that we work with.
And how do you use social media and also the internet to market yourself?
Well, glad you asked. We just we launched a brand new interactive site under www.adfarmonline.com. And if you look at this, it's very social media orientated. We have our own blogs on there. We have a place for people to respond on there. It's a very interactive site that is meant to create conversation. It's meant to have conversations with the industry. And we're enjoying a lot the approach that we've taken to utilizing our own blogging, own blogs, utilizing our own tweeting systems to get out to talk to farmers, to talk to our clients, to talk to the industry. And it's been very successful for us to be part of the conversation and then a lot of times to start the conversation around the issues that are impacting agriculture.
I like the way you talk about your staff as ad farmers. That's very cool. Tell me a little bit about your staff and their ability to really relate to agribusiness and agri-marketers.
Well, first I'll tell you that the majority of our ad farmers have direct connections to a farm and to agriculture. Many of them still actively farm. Their family farms are still active, and on weekends it's not unusual to hear that an ad farmer has gone back to help with harvest, to help with planting, to help with spraying, whatever it might be, to deliver some calves, whatever it might be that is happening on the farm that weekend. A lot of them have agricultural degrees that have actually come up through ag econ or ag communications or one of those areas of agriculture. So their passion from agriculture, for the majority of ad farmers, starts a long time ago. It starts when they're young. It starts when they're in school and college. Many 4-H'ers on staff, many future FFA members on staff. So the passion for agriculture for a lot of the associates started at a young age. And that passion comes through strong today in the fields that they are in. Now, I'm first to say that not 100% of all ad farmers came from a farm background. But those that have joined us in some of the creative fields, in some of the other fields of training, have actually now shown that passion for agriculture and really understand what it is. Our values for our organization are actually based around agricultural values. You know, the way we treat us, ad farmers with the staff, the way we put family first in our organization for ad farmers, we picked up those values actually from the agricultural community and believe very strongly in that as part of our organization, to really feel the passion and live the passion of agriculture.
Well, Roger, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than the fact that this is so much fun and that, you know, I've been involved in agriculture since in the communications business since the middle 70s. The field is so wonderful. I have so many friends that are, live and work and have made careers out of the agricultural world. And at times we're a very close-knit group, friendly competitors. But what's great about the agricultural industry is people are always willing to help each other, whether it be making a connection, giving advice. But they love to see success in this business. And we love to see success of the clients that we work for. We do everything we can because when they're successful, we are. But more importantly, we want to see success in the agricultural industry. And we're at a very important crossroads right now for the ag industry. And the window of opportunity is huge. There are some issues that we need to cross. We need to tell the agricultural story and the value of agriculture, not only to North America, but to the world. And we need to get people to understand the good stewardship that agriculture brings, the strong business value agriculture brings, and the strong economic impact agriculture brings to North America, and the role that North American agriculture plays in feeding the world and solving some of the issues that the world is having in the area of food. And we're a strong advocate of that, and we want to be part of that. And we hope we can do our little part to see that through fruition and take advantage of building this great industry.
All right. Thank you very much, Roger Ryerson, president of AdFarm. Here on this edition of the Zimcast, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
We've got more interviews with leaders in agricultural marketing agencies to come on the Zimcast, but that is our Zimcast for now, and I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song by Eileen Carey called Newsflash. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
All of us lose the light. This moment in time will soon go by. Another memory left behind. Now one door will open as many will close, and joy takes the place of tears. Passion and heartache, elation and woe, feels the days and the weeks and the years. Like a newsflash across the TV screen, when it seems so bad, things turn around for you and me. It's the same doubts playing in our mind. You gotta give things time to change. How to change? The good, not always the bad. I know it's hard, you gotta rise above it. It's there in your power, you don't have to be sad. Be strong, live your life, and just love it. Like a newsflash across the TV screen, when it seems so bad, you are near the same towns playing in our mind. You gotta give things time to change. Oh, if you wake up each day and look ahead, life can turn on a dime. You gotta step aside and use the dread.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.